I think that the major problem has been that the succession conundrum in ZANU-PF has been drawn out for a very long time, to the extent that I think there's a perception within the party that there seems to be a power vacuum, or at least as long as Mr. Mugabe is there, there's an opportunity or there's a vacant that can be easily filled by any one of the political gladiators. The problem with such a scenario is if you have a succession process that is drawn out for too long, you end up having, demagogues and opportunists throwing their names into the fray and saying, they want to take over. Because ZANU-PF and Mr. Mugabe in particular have failed to systematically deal with the issue of succession, or at least to give indication as to what is the future of the party. And therefore, anyone and everyone can throw their names and think that, this is an opportunity to take over the leadership of the party, as we saw in the 2008 election. And Mr. Mugabe himself has acknowledged that he lost the election because some of his comrades in the party had betrayed him.